man, oh, man. Well, Daddy had heard about it. He'd heard that they needed people to watch the pandas hop in the gaga. He said, come on, boy, it'd be fun. We'll watch them bears get it. I said, Daddy, I don't want no bears hopping the gaga. And he said, come on, boy, you ever seen a panda hobble? I said, no. He said, well, this may be the only chance. Come on. So we went up there. We're standing there, and Daddy's getting bored. He's yelling down there, come on, Ling Ling, sing, sing, jump out, thing. I said, Daddy, don't be yelling at the bears. It ain't helping at us any. He said, well, maybe I can help him a little bit. He reaches into his coat pocket, takes a copy of National Geographic, and throws it down there. I said, Daddy, what them bandits supposed to do with that? He said, the same thing you do with it, you perverted. I said, Daddy, the pandas don't get no kick out of National Geographic. He said, well, they might. I said, Daddy, they're not human beings, they're pandas. He said, well, they're still people anyway. Sits there looking for a while, smoking a mentholated tipperilla. He says, fine, I'm tired of this. He takes off the jacket of a seersucker, climbs down into the panda cage, and starts hopping the goggin with the panda. I said, Daddy, are you out of your mind? People are watching, shocked and stunned there. And there's my daddy, that tipperilla clenched between his teeth, big smile on his face, hopping the goggin. Well, the panda's freaking out. Panda's going nuts. The other panda's running all around a little moat there going nuts. I said, Daddy! Daddy! Stop it! Stop it, Daddy! Stop it! He said, no, boy, this is great! Come on down here, grab the other one! I said, but Daddy, you got the male panda! He said, I know, boy, I know! I said, well, then what are you doing? He said, I'm just teaching him not to tear up my silver anniversary edition of National Geographic ever again.
Sure, he's crazy, but you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.